As NPR's Frank Langfitt has been covering the ongoing protests in Hong Kong, he's noticed something. During quieter times, some Hong Kongers bring their kids to the main protest camp for a civics lesson and also to witness something extraordinary, a pro-democracy demonstration on Chinese soil. Last weekend, Frank brought his kids along, and he sent us this reporter's notebook.
So I've just flown in with my family, my wife Julie, Katie, and Christopher. They're 13 and 10. We just come in from Shanghai, and we're going to go up and take a look at the camp.
Katie climbs up on a pedestrian bridge and looks out over the protest zone, which covers an eight-lane highway.
I see a lot of different kinds of tents, and they're all, like, on the road. And instead of cars, you see people walking around tents, and it's amazing.
Walking amid the tents, we meet an eight-year-old boy.
My name is Gordon.
Christopher joins Gordon in a card game, Uno, while sitting on camping chairs in the middle of the road.
Eight.
Oh, nine.
Oh, yes, green.
Gordon's mom, Kelly Chan, has brought her son and a friend here so they can see history for themselves. 2 years ago, China tried to introduce a school curriculum in Hong Kong that glossed over the 1989 Tiananmen Square crackdown. Many saw it as an attempt at brainwashing, and it failed.
I bring them here to witness, and I hope when they grow up and they won't forget what really happened in here and they can't erase history.
Chan told her son the protest, which has blocked roads for more than 2 months, is illegal.
One day, probably, I will go to jail, and I hope you understand, by going to jail doesn't mean I make any crime. I'm just fighting for democracy. I'm fighting for us. I'm fighting for you.
There are perhaps 1,000 people at the protest camp tonight. Katie can't fathom mass arrests.
Do you think they're really going to throw everyone here in jail?
At least they will bring us in to the station to perhaps make a statement. Do they really press charges? I have no idea.
Aren't the cops supposed to be the good guys?
You can't tell. Can you tell if the cops are good guys in the Fergusons?
There are no police here this evening. It feels like a communal street fair. Christopher rolls up on someone else's scooter.
He's just playing with the light. I'm like, oh, that's awesome. And then he comes over, he opens up the scooter and gives it to me.
And what did he say?
He just says, take it, just remember to give it back.
Hi, I'm Katie. Nice to meet you.
Katie, nice to meet you, too.
Jessie Ho is 24. I interviewed her for an earlier story. She says she's not a protester, more of an observer, trying to make sense of things. After work, she just visits the camp, which people refer to as Occupy. But she says even that could get her in trouble.
There has been students trying to go to China. Like, their permit to travel to China is canceled.
Oh, my gosh.
And there was a Cathay Pacific, like a flight attendant.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and I think she came down to the occupied area once when she was in Hong Kong, and she was not allowed to go into China. And she was like, I've only been there once, and I haven't even talked to anyone. And somehow she was spotted.
How did you find this out?
It was on the news.
That's interesting. Wow.
After more than 2 hours walking the site, the kids are tired. We say goodbye to Jessie.
It was fantastic meeting you. Thank you so much.
Too.
Katie thinks about what she's seen.
Everyone knows that protests aren't exactly successful in this country, but it's amazing that they've stayed up this long. I mean, this is history.
Frank Langfitt, NPR News, Hong Kong.